Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in. I invite you to come on in. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. My lover, come on in.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. Thank you, praise God, for Faith on the Line on tonight. Thank you, praise God, for allowing us to meet back here on one more Friday night for Faith on the Line. I want to thank and praise God on tonight for you all that's tuning in on the phone line, you all that's coming to the phone line, you all that's come on social media, you all on Block Talk Radio, you all that, however you may be coming on Faith on the Line, I want to thank and praise God for you all that's coming on Faith on the Line, because this is a night that we thank and praise God for Faith on the Line. Thank God for Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God because Faith on the Line from the Word of God tell us that, to thank God that the Word of God tell us that faith is the, in Hebrews 11:1, but faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Even when you don't see it, even that doesn't not mean that it's not going to happen. It's according to your faith that things are going to move. It's according to your faith that things are going to happen. But you got to believe. And I thank and praise God for that verse in Hebrews 11:1. And I want to thank and praise God for you all that's tuning in on what's on tonight. And I want to let you all know that. Let's pray always. And I want to thank and praise God, as another scripture say, we walk by faith and not by sight. Even when you don't even see it, so you don't have to have eyes to believe. You don't have to have ears to believe. All you have to have, all you got to do is trust and trust God in your heart and believe that he's going to do it. And I thank and praise God on tonight. I want to encourage my sisters and my brother on tonight that let's pray. I pray that God would continue to touch our minds. Let our minds be in Christ all time. Let us search ourselves. Let us think about things that was up above and not down around us. Let us keep our eyes off the surroundings. I know the Word of God says we wrestle against these things, our principalities and darkness and all this stuff in the world. But the Word of God tells us to. That's why I see why He tells us to get to. He wants us to deny our flesh daily. I see why He tells us that, because the enemy is on a loose, and this flesh will rise up at any time if you don't have something to guide you, lead you, if you don't have the power of God to help you to go through. So I pray for everyone's mind on tonight, that your mind will be in Christ. And I thank and praise God that out of all that we're going through, and that's why the Word of God tells us we wrestle against not against flesh and blood, but against the spirit. That's why the Word tells us the flesh wrestles against the spirit. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Let us wrestle. Let us pray. Let us stay in God's will. Let us get in His Word and learn of Him. Let us be able to fight the devil with the Word of God, because that's how we're going to make it in this nation, because so much is going on around us. And now I want to pray, and I want to thank God for you all that's tuning in on tonight. I want you all, let's pray. I pray for your minds. I pray that God will touch each and one of you, that God will lead you and guide you and direct you in whatever you may be going through with. Just know that God is right there. Just know He hears you. He sees what goes on around you. And God is right there. He's going to lead you. He's going to reach out, and He's going to protect you. Some people are thin because of things going on in us. But God says, I got you. So let's pray on tonight and believe God for whatever you believe in Him for. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, I come right here tonight, God, thanking and praising you on tonight. First of all, God, I want to come before you with repentance, because, Father God, your words say repent, God. Father God, I want to come to repentance because your words, Father God, because I might have, Lord, if we have done anything, Lord God, that's not of you, if we have said things that was not a pleasing unto you, Lord, if we haven't even looked at our sister, brother, or wrong, Lord, if we haven't even had lust in our heart and lust in the flesh, God, if we haven't done these things that's not of you, God, that Lord God, that your word tell us, Lord God, to deny, God. Lord, I ask that you will forgive us, God. Lord, if we hadn't, Lord, if we hadn't acknowledged you today, God, to forgive us for those things, God. Because, Father God, I want to let you know that we love you, God. Don't want to do anything, God, to hurt you. Don't want to do anything, God, to cause everything that you've done for us to go back to the cross. God of God, I ask that you would touch my sisters, and you would touch my brothers, and you would touch the mothers and the fathers, God. You will touch everybody, Lord God, that needs you right now for such as this, God. Somebody needs you for one thing, and some need you for another. But, Lord, your words say that you see all and you hear all. Father God, touch them at the point of need. Somebody needs you for finance. Somebody needs you for home. Somebody needs you for food. Somebody needs you for to heal their body, God. But your word tells us, Lord, your word tells us, Isaiah, Lord, 55:3, that, Lord, by your stripes, Father God, we are healed. We are healed by your stripes, Heavenly Father. And Father God, I thank you for allowing your stripes, Lord, to be a healing for me, to be a healing for my sister and my brother. Father God, do it right now. Do it right now, like never before. Father, my heart says, Lord, glory to your name, Father. Father, I thank you because you're so worthy. Father, I thank you because you're so precious. Father, I thank you because there's no one else like you. Nobody can love us like you can. Father, touch that one that having marital problems. Somebody may be having, Lord, family problems. God, somebody may be having, Lord God, problems on their job. Somebody may be having problems with their landlord or with their mortgage, Lord God. Lord, just step in and bring peace in the midst of confusion, God. Lord God, bring peace in the midst of the confusion. Lord, deliver and heal their heart, God. Somebody is broken, Lord God, right now because of church hurt. Somebody is broken because their husband or their wife don't walk off and left them, God. But you, Lord, your word said that you heal the brokenhearted. You heal the brokenhearted. You mend the wounds, God. You mend the wounds to come back together again. Heal right now, Father God. Somebody needs you, God, for Lord, their child, God. Lord, that their finance, God. They're not able to work because of the virus, God. Father God, I ask that you will open up a financial door right now, that you will begin to teach them how to, Lord, give them wisdom how to get wealth, God. Give them wisdom, Lord God, and knowledge how to, Lord, become, Lord, income become to them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, for your word, tell us to seek you, and you will find, and we shall find not. Your door is all, your door will be open unto us. Father God, touch each one of us one by one. Touch those that's in the hospital. Touch those that's in my neighbors. Touch my neighbors all around me. Father, touch those in high places, God. Lord God, touch the hearts of your people and bring them back to you, God. Lord, touch the backslider. Somebody's a backslider, God. Lord God, since this pandemic, God, begin to bring the backsliders back, God, that they will come down, fall on their knees, God. And then, Lord, help us to stay. Help us to stay saved, God. Help us to stay, Lord God, dedicated to you because of things. Keep our eyes off the things of this world. But your word tells us to think on things of above, Father. Father, I ask that you would touch everyone, every pastor and every teacher, apostle, and prayer warriors, Lord, everyone that's just the leaders, God, that they will begin to love the people, that they will begin to meet the people where they're at, God. Lord God, Lord, touch your people's heart. Begin to deliver them, God, because, Lord, your word tells us, God, that to pray for them. Pray for them, God. And, Father God, I thank you on tonight for what you're doing. Everyone that's needing you for whatever they need you for, whatever prayer request that's going up, Lord, on tonight, or whatever people may believe in you for, God, it's, Lord, your words say, God, that just give you thanks, God, and it shall be done. Thank you. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for what's already have been done. I thank you, Lord, for your love and kindness. I thank you for peace. I thank you for joy, God. I just thank you. Lord, I even thank you for Faith on the Line. You what made Faith on the Line what it is. Thank you for Philippifying. You will make it what it is, God. Thank you, Lord God. You have great women, Lord God, over your ministry, Lord. You continue to anoint us, continue to bless us. In your son Jesus' name, Lord, touch that leader, God, that don't know which way to go right now, God. Just, Lord, touch that leader and begin to, Lord, direct them, Lord. Begin to speak to their heart. Lord, touch those that need healing in their body, God. But your word said you already made a way for the healing. All we have to do is receive it. Father, look on that mother that's dealing with, Lord God, back pain or joint pain or muscle aches or whatever may be affliction they may be dealing with, God, it's already healed. Lord God, the child is already healed. Lord God, everything is healed because that's why you went to the cross. Your word said you was wounded for our transgressions. You was bruised for our iniquity. And by the chastisement of your peace was upon us. And we are healed. We are healed. It didn't say, Lord, healing is coming. It said we're already healed. It just got to manifest itself. And Lord, let it do. Manifest it up in us, God. In your son Jesus' name, I pray. In Jesus' name, I pray. I pray, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Till next time, till next Friday, same time, I pray, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, and God bless you. And I want to let you all know that thank God you all for coming on Faith on the Line on tonight. And I want to let you all know that be careful on this weekend. After the weekend, I pray safety. I pray your blessing. I pray that God will restore you, whatever you may be asking him for, that God will do it. But I want to let you all know that before I turn it back over to Prophet Stacy, maybe someone on the phone line may need prayer. And I want to let you all know that to be prayerful and be watchful and be careful while we're going out. While watch our surroundings and be careful. And the word tells us to be cautious. You know, we're not looking at this virus as a hindering us. But God wants us to have faith, and the word of God tells us to. The word of God tells us to have wisdom in everything. So you don't have to, it's not that you don't have faith because you're protecting yourself. But God, even the wise men took their oil, and the foolishness didn't. So you want to be wise in this pandemic. You want to be wise going out. So I'm going to turn it back and over to Prophet Stacy until next Friday, until Monday. I God bless you all. Prophet Stacy, I'll turn it back over to you.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello, we have a prayer request.
Yes, hello, and God bless you. This is my first time calling in. Yes, I wanted to ask for prayer. I've been going through some things in my life, and I'm praying to God for deliverance. And I just had a dream that was real concerning to me. And I'm just praying for God's direction in my life and for the blockage to be taken off by the grace of God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for my sister on tonight, God. Thank you, Lord God, for giving her the mind to call in on tonight, Lord God, because you said in your word, when two or three are gathered in your name, that you would be a God there in the midst.
Yes.
I do believe on tonight
yes.
that you are
yes.
among us and that you are with us,
yes.
in the name
yes.
of Jesus. I thank yes. you, Lord God, for moving on her behalf, Lord
yes.
God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for how you're going to move on her behalf, Lord God. Your word says in Isaiah 30:21, Lord God, that there will always be a voice behind her, Lord God, telling her to go to the left or to the right, Lord God, instructing her in the way that she should go, Lord God. And I believe that on tonight, Lord God, you're going to make her ears sensitive, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. She may know which way she is to go in her life, God, in her career, Lord God. And during this time, Lord God, where she has more time to spend with you, Lord God, you're going to make her sensitive, Lord God, and show her areas that she can block off herself, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and bring forth deliverance in every area where she's struggling. Lord God, I speak peace over her mind, Lord God. I speak peace over every situation where she may be struggling, Lord God. Ask that you let your peace come upon her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. That she may not doubt you, not in one area, Lord God, but that she may be assured, God, that she may remember the dream that you've given her, Lord God, and be assured, God, that you're in it with her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and everything that she needs to be delivered from is breaking off of her, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, because I know there's no situation that you cannot heal, that you cannot deliver, that you cannot meet her at the point of her need and give her exactly what she needs in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name.
God bless you. To God be the glory. Thank you for calling in.
Amen. God bless you as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anybody else on the phone line that need a prayer? If so, now is your time. Okay, going once, going twice, going three times. Okay, your next opportunity will be on Monday night. Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. You can call in and I will pray with you right after the message. Join me for Prolific Fire. Until then, everybody, have a blessed night.